the sermon. You can provide free lodging and...
Yes, everyone should provide free lodging.
You can invite about 200 guests. Long conference.
If they voluntarily give contribution, that's all. Otherwise, they shall provide them a guest house. It'll be very nice. If they do not pay, we shall pay.
We can make a scientific propaganda. We can also do the same thing in Bombay. Bombay will be bigger.
That's why you have been sent now. For this purpose.
Bombay, Ram Krishna Goswami, Giriraj Das Brahmachari, and Gopal Krishna Das Adhika. B. At Upaneshwar, Gaur Govinda Swami, Jai Prakasa Swami, and Bhagavad Das Brahmachari. E. At Hyderabad, Mahamsa Swami, Gopal Krishna Das Adhikari, and Balamardhan Das Adhikari. And Sridhar Swami. The committee members who have herein been designated are appointed for life. In the event of the death or failure to act for any reason of any of the said committee members, a successor committee member or committee members may be appointed by the remaining committee member, provided that the new committee member is an initiated disciple and following strictly all the rules and regulations of ISKCON as detailed in the books of the Divine Grace, as detailed in my books, and provided that there are never less than three or more than five committee members acting at one time. 4. I have created, developed, and organized the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and as such I hereby will that none of the immovable properties in India in the name of ISKCON shall ever be mortgaged, borrowed against.
Why India? Everywhere.
See, in America, sometimes we will borrow against the temple to fry the fish in its own oil. So we wanted to make this language just for India, that they can never even mortgage it or risk it in any way.
But outside the temple?
Rajatakumar just said that the temple building should never be mortgaged. Other buildings might be. So what about the temple buildings? Just like in Los Angeles, you have many buildings. The temple building should never be mortgaged, but others may be.
There is a word, Devastam, in there. Devastam property can never be mortgaged, sold, purchased.
In America, just like in New York, there's a 13-story building. The temple only occupies the ground floor. If they can't mortgage, sometimes if they want to get other properties, they may want to use the asset of that building. If they have this clause, they won't be able to.
Also, sometimes we have got one property in America, and you have allowed us to sell it. Just like in Miami, we had to sell the property in Coconut Grove and we bought that big farm.
Well, the consent of the Jews.
The consent of the Jews.
Yeah.
Right.
We had a GBC meeting and we made a system so that there are three GBC men assigned to every American property, and they can't even be mortgaged without the signature of these three men.
And that declaration should be taken, that you are already taken.
Yes, that I'm in the process of getting them all. Oaths of allegiance.
Oaths of allegiance.
Yes.
That should be made.
We've already fixed it up for the American temples with three GBC men assigned to each building. It hasn't been mentioned in the will.
No, why not?
It should be. So we'll have to add a clause to deal with the other problems.
Add it right now, provinces. Temples outside of India. That's how it should be worded. Centers of temples outside.
Properties outside of India.
Properties outside of India. May only be. I think we can say in principle should not be.
There should be inventory of all the property in this way.
Inventory?
In this world, there should be inventory of all properties.
Ajayatirtha is getting that, so we can have him send it.
And then the trustees for each of those
properties. Make trustees.
I mean, the committee members of each property should be mentioned within this will.
For all the properties outside the world?
Yeah.
All over the world?
Mm. In charge county.
In charge committee?
Yeah.
In the will.
Prabhupada wants this will to be a very, you know, very complete document.
And then as the time goes by and we buy new properties, we will have to add them to the will.
As far as possible, the
importance. Property outside of the principle should never be sold.
So this will take a little bit of time to get all those lists and everything together. In the meantime, we have that other will. In the meantime, we have that short, brief will. And this may take a little time to...
The Prabhupada said to write this now. So the properties outside of India, in principle, should never be sold.
Yeah. But if the need arises, they may be...
They may be sold or mortgaged, etc.
By the consent.
Sold or mortgaged, never.
What about mortgaged? Just like as an example, that New York building. They'll be, when they pay it off, with that building...
They can get $1 million loan.
They can get a loan for $1 million.
And buy another building.
There's so many buildings.
But then there's risk.
Yeah. That is one.
It's risk right now. There's a risk right now with paying.
The only time they should ever be sold is in some emergency. Why should it, like...
With the consent, I already...
Yeah, the point is with the consent of the GBC committee. It'd
be better not to be sold.
We have that.
Okay.
In principle, should never be sold. But if the need arises, they may be sold or mortgaged with the consent of the GBC.
Committee.
With the
outside.
Yes, this is outside of India.
In India, they can never be. It's irrevocable.
If the need arises, they may be sold or mortgaged with the consent of the GBC committee members who are listed as follows.
Then you can say the properties and their committee members are listed as follows.
And the GBC committee.
Yeah, we don't need the description, but we can just
put it like normal.
That's right.
We can put the cities.
Giriraj is suggesting that there's no need to list
the address.
Address or and details.
No.
Just
simply
the
city.
We can do that right after we meet the problem.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
So shall never be mortgaged, borrowed against, sold, transferred, or in any way encumbered, disposed of, or alienated.
This is the Indian problem. It's
this
Indian problem is devotee problem.
Right there.
Devata.
Devatra.
Devata.
Devata is the trust.
Devata
is the trust.
A
I have done well. And it cannot be shown one.
This is irrevocable.
This direction is irrevocable. Five. I declare, say, and confirm that all the properties, both movable and immovable, which stand in my name, including current accounts, savings accounts, and fixed deposits in various banks, are the property and assets of the International Society for Christian Consciousness, and the heirs and successors of my previous family, or anyone claiming through them, have no right, claim, or interest in these properties whatsoever, save and except as provided hereinafter. Although the money which is in my personal name in different banks is being spent for this kind, and it will belong to this kind, I have kept a few deposits specifically named for allocating a monthly allowance of rupees 1,000 for the members of my former family, two sons, two daughters, and wife. After the deaths of the members of my former family, these specific deposits, corpus, interest, and savings, will become the property of this kind for the corpus of the trust. And the descendants of my former family or anybody claiming through them shall not be allowed any further allowance.
It says that the deposits are mentioned there.
No.
It just says that they're specifically named someone.
Except for these, it's all the property of this kind. Six. We weren't sure about this, but since Mr. Sharma mentioned it, I hereby appoint, and we've kept some blank space, to act as an executor of this will. I have made this will this blank day of June 1977 in possession of full sense and sound mind, without any persuasion, force, or compulsion from anybody. Witnesses. One, two.
Dr. Ghosh should be one of the witnesses. According to Mr. Sharma, if a doctor witnesses, it's very good. Attending physician.
So, what should we do about the clause which appoints the executors?
What does that mean, the people who act in it?
They're responsible to see that the will is carried out.
They'll see that it's registered as brought before the probate.
How many executors?
I think he suggested two or three.
None. He suggested not less than three, up to 7 or 11.
Oh.
Originally, we told him that all the GBC are executors. He said, but out of them, just pick a few. It is a technical thing. Because the GBC are already mentioned as the heirs or the managers of what you are giving.
So I will give you 7 names.
Is to finish this will business as soon as possible, Shula Prabhupada.
Yes, I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay. Any more gears?
That's all for the will.
There's one other item that has been recommended by several persons, Prabhupada, And that is that the will is only a legal document after the maker of the will has departed. So in the interim period, they have suggested an affidavit for any, say, properties or fixed deposits that are in your personal name. And this affidavit would simply state that the purpose of these fixed deposits and properties is for ISKCON. And that way, the government will never be able to exact any taxes.
Is there some wording? Robert Lights.
So we have prepared an affidavit. Shall we read it? I, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, disciple of Om Vishnu Pad 108, Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, and settler of the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, at present residing at the Krishna Balaram Temple in Vrindavan, hereby solemnly declare, say, and confirm as follows. 1. That I am the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, known as ISKCON, a society registered under the Society Registration Act of 1860, with its headquarters at Juhu, Bombay, and branches at, and it's to be filled in. 2. That some properties with movable and immovable have been donated to me by the devotees of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, or purchased or otherwise acquired by me in my name, which still stand in my personal name. 3. That I hereby categorically declare and say that I am just a Binander of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
That is Binander.
It means, just like in the Chan Society, due to some reason, we could not take it in the beginning in the name of BBT. So we appointed someone to keep in his name. But actually it is not his. He is only the Binander on behalf of the
Society. Binander.
That I am the Binanda of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in respect of the said properties, and I hold and do hold the same in trust as a trustee for the said society. No, we take out this phrase trust. That I hold the same for the said society.
You know, as the founder of
Acharya. As the founder of Acharya. 4. That I further declare, say, and confirm that I have no personal claim or interest in the said properties or any. And the same solely belongs to the said society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, absolutely. That which is stated above is true to the best of my knowledge, information, and belief. Witnessed. The witnesses swear to that.
Yep.
So if this document is prepared, it does not have to be advertised. But if at any point there is some contention, we can show that this was made in June of 1977, that this should be registered, that that is the intention. He said this will, Mr. Sharma said, this will be sufficient to avoid any income tax or other tax on such holdings.
That they wanted.
Yeah, because sometimes that's, they said, oh, it's in your Umaraj, his personal name, and you always said, it's not my personal money. And this will show that.
You know?
Yes. Because actually, whenever you told us to buy properties, we always wrote your name and then always Founder Acharya of the International Society.
We have a regarding the lender item. Yeah, this time Food Relief has got some liability at my airport.
Prabhupada, this afternoon we had a meeting of the BBT trustees, and we were discussing the situation of the Bengali printing. There are some manuscripts lying, and we want to print them as soon as possible so that selling can increase.
I've already given 70,000 rupees.
The situation is that the 70,000 rupees is already invested in Gitagan, and all the rest of the money Gopal has.
Gitagan, Bhagavad, Darshan, and
so you are not selling?
They are.
Are you utilizing them? You have taken already 70,000 rupees.
Well, more than 70,000.
Unlimitedly cannot be.
No, but if we could have 50,000 more than we could print, the Bhagavad Gita and a few other covers at one time, which would increase.
We considered it carefully, and Jayavataka says that if you have more books available at one time, the people will simply buy 4, 5, 6 different books. So it will increase the selling and the collection. Therefore, he is requesting a loan.
A loan, that's all right. Whatever loan you have, let us see how they pay.
He is already paying the money back to a account that has been set up with him and Gopal in Calcutta.
How much is it?
How much did he pay back originally?
Only one payment has come through, I said the first payment.
Which, no,
no, no, no.
No, 70,000, we're paying right, we have no debt with the, we're
paying up. How paid much have you paid so far?
Since April, I paid 21,000.
He's already paid 21,000 rupees of it back.
So you can pay 50,000. Yeah, we can pay 21,000.
Yes.
We can pay 50,000. A lot more.
We can pay 50,000.
Take a loan.
Give and take, give and take, give and take.
Yeah. Thanks. I've given them 70,000.
That's all right. They have returned 21,000.
Yes.
Then you can pay another 50,000. In this way, transaction will go on.
At the present moment, BBT can't give them so much money.
To give something, 21,000, give them 30,000, then again, if they're returning, give them. Give and take, give and take.
That returning, which they are doing, they're putting in a separate Bengali.
Whatever it may be, it is returning.
Our idea is that from all the money that is collected, we will reinvest it in Bengali books.
That's right.
So in addition, he wanted to borrow from your own BBT, because Gopal says that all his money is tied up for printing in English and Hindi and the other languages. So that is his
that
request.
That you can get in September.
Oh, it's in September.
So, the Prabhupada, I just received a telegram from America about the book selling. It is from our main warehouse in Los Angeles, they report that there has been an increase this month over last month. For Back to Godhead, the increase has been 70%.
Mm.
For small books like Perfection of Yoga, it has increased 45%. For medium books like Krishna Trilogy and Isopanishad, it has increased 45%. And for the hardbound books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, it has doubled. 200% increase.
1 month.
And that means tripled.
200% increase.
100% increase is double. So 200%.
Triple the book distribution.
Big books.
Amazing.
Simply by your word, Srila Prabhupada, it is happening.
Everyone is now wearing these double it buttons. The whole movement is simply thinking of doubling book distribution. Doubling it.
Yeah, that is our realization. That is our potential. This is the opportunity of speaking. The words given by this.
I'm planning to take it away from him, but I can't find him. I think by the time I return to America, I'll
be very kind.
Yeah. I've been trying to find him. As soon as I find him, I'm getting the book back from him.
You still paying him money?
No. I stopped when you told me about it.
Cheers to the wife and the children. We did not. Cheating. Where he is now?